This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Hurricane Delta continues roaring ever closer to the U.S. Gulf Coast, apparently on track to smash into the same southwestern part of the state where Hurricane Laura blasted ashore 6 weeks ago. Forecasters said the Delta, the 25th named storm of the unprecedented Atlantic hurricane season, would likely hit Friday evening somewhere on the southwest Louisiana coast. The question was whether it would remain at a devastating Category 3, a strength, or drop just before the landfall to a still extremely dangerous Category 2 storm, with winds falling below 110 miles per hour. As Delta churned north at 12 miles per hour Friday morning, the National Hurricane Center had a hurricane warning for the Gulf Coast extending from High Island, Texas, to Morgan City, Louisiana. 13 men and the U.S. state of Michigan have been arrested in connection with a plot to kidnap the governor, Gretchen Whitmer, and other top state officials. AP correspondent Ed Donahue.
Governor Gretchen Whitmer calls those arrested
sick and depraved men.
U.S. Attorney Matthew Schneider says the men are violent extremists and view Whitmer as having uncontrolled power in restricting activity because of the coronavirus.
All of us in Michigan can disagree about politics, but those disagreements should never, ever amount to violence.
Whitmer says she understands the frustration during the pandemic.
You don't have to agree with me, but I do ask one thing. Never forget that we are all in this together. Let's show a little kindness and a lot more empathy.
Authorities say some of the men in Michigan said they belonged to or were associated with Wolverine Watchmen, which the government describes as a militia group. I'm Ed Donahue.
More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Law enforcement officials are bracing for the possibility of a massive unrest at the polls on Election Day, November 3rd. They're conducting drills, setting up command centers, and warning the public. It comes in the wake of claims by U.S. President Donald Trump and his allies that the vote might be rigged and his call to supporters to go into the polls and watch very carefully. Tensions across America are high following increasing political polarization and months of mass demonstrations against racial injustice that have seen violence by the left and right. Gun sales are way up and extremist groups are embodied. The Trump administration has blacklisted virtually all of Iran's financial sector, dealing another blow to an economy that is already reeling under U.S. sanctions. The move will deepen tensions with European nations over Iran. Thursday's move hits 18 Iranian banks that had thus far escaped the bulk of reimposed U.S. sanctions, and more importantly, subjects foreign non-Iranian financial institutions to penalties for doing business with them. The final presidential debate is slated to go on as scheduled. We get more from AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
The chair of the Commission on Presidential Debate says the final debate, scheduled for October 22nd, is slated to go on as scheduled in person. Frank Fahrenkopf spoke on CNN Thursday night, hours after President Donald Trump pulled out of the second debate after the commission announced it would be held virtually because the president tested positive for COVID-19. There was no immediate word from Trump's campaign on whether he'll participate in the October 22nd debate. With Trump opting out of the October 15th date, former Vice President Joe Biden's campaign said he'll participate in an ABC News town hall by himself on that day. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Thousands of Venezuelans are heading to Colombia, Ecuador, and Peru in search of work of these countries reopen their economies following months of lockdowns. But South American roads have become harder to negotiate for poor migrants with no money for bus tickets, as shelters remain closed due to the pandemic, and locals who fear contagion are less likely to help out with the rides and food. Colombian authorities say that at the beginning of the pandemic, 108,000 Venezuelans returned to their country after losing their jobs while facing evictions by landlords. Immigration officials in Colombia expect 200,000 Venezuelans to enter the country in the following months. They're enticed by the prospects of earning higher wages and sending money home to feed their families. And again, you can find more at VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.